Now, more Drive Time Sports on KOAL, 107.3 FM and 750 AM.
Welcome back into Drive Time Sports. I'm your host, Jordan Buscarini, continuing our conversation right now with former Los Angeles Dodger general manager Fred Clair. And Fred, before we went to that last commercial break, I mentioned a trade that went down in 1998 that didn't necessarily sit well with Dodger fans. Mike Piazza was moved to the Florida Marlins in exchange for Gary Sheffield, Charles Johnson, and Bobby Bonilla. This was a deal that was made while you were the general manager, but you have been adamant over the years you didn't trade Mike Piazza.
No, that was the last thing that I wanted to do. And whereas I take responsibility for the trades that I made, I don't take responsibility for the trades I didn't make. And that was historic and ultimately led to the end of my Dodger career, because when the Fox people traded Piazza and basically came to me and said, Fred, we want you to say you made this trade, I said, you got the wrong guy. You're dealing with the wrong guy. If you think that I'm going to not be candid and honest with the media and the fans, that's not going to happen here. And so I let it be known how the trade came about. A Fox executive negotiating for TV rights for the Florida Marlins. And the Marlins were saddled with these contracts of Gary Sheffield and Bobby Bonilla. And so the Fox executive, unbeknownst to me, makes the trade. It was a terrible trade. Mike Piazza was to be a Hall of Fame player, was a tremendous catcher, tremendous force. But I described that trade as I described every trade, exactly, precisely, how it took place. And a very unfortunate time in Dodger history, because the day that I took the job that with the Dodgers general manager, I said in so many words, the buck stops here. Not to say how much authority I had. The fans have a right to know. The media has a right to know. Who's responsible? Who's in charge? Yeah, I've never been in the finger-pointing business. That doesn't resonate with me. And but that was a very unfortunate trade and a very important sad chapter, because Mike should be in the Hall of Fame wearing a Dodger cap.
No, there's no question, and if memory serves me right, Todd Zeal actually went with Mike Piazza as well, correct, in that deal?
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
And Todd was someone who wanted to be a Dodger, who actually, when I signed Todd, took less money to be a Dodger, and I felt so bad for both Mike and for Todd to be a part of that when they shouldn't have been, because both of them could have been significant contributors to the Dodgers for a number of years.
When you've had the success that you had in a general manager role, you win a World Series championship, here you have a franchise player that is beloved by Dodger fans all over the country, and you get word that he has been dealt, and it had nothing to do with you. You weren't involved in that trade at all. Can you describe what that's like for someone in your position, Fred?
Well, I'll never forget the phone call that came from Bob Graziano, then the Dodger president, who, as far as I know, had been told by Fox that this deal had been made. So then Bob called me and said that needs to be announced tonight. He called me during the course of the game. And I said, well, Bob, then there will be two announcements tonight. Because after I announce the trade, I'll announce my resignation. Because what's happened here, you don't need a general manager when somebody doesn't have the position or the responsibility is making a trade. This should never happen. This is terrible for a franchise. This is terrible for everyone involved. And then, before an announcement could be made that night, I got a call. I went back to my office at Dodger Stadium, as I had many times, and I got a call from Derek Hall, now the president of the Arizona Diamondbacks, and at the time our publicity person. And Derek said, well, Fred, the trade can't be made. Sheffield has a no-trade contract. And I said, of course, Sheffield has a no-trade contract. Everybody in authority in baseball in baseball knows that. I wasn't going to leave the Dodgers at that time in such a mess because the trade had to be resolved. It was a terrible, chaotic time. And but ultimately, the trade was resolved, and it was really a very unfortunate chapter. And then later in the 1998 season, when I told how the trade came about, Fox wasn't happy with that. Then I got notice that I was going to be fired, and that Tommy would replace me as the general manager. So that was the end of my time with the Dodgers, and I think that Tim Madigan does a wonderful job in talking to the people involved in terms of this part of Dodger history.
Again, Fred Clair, our guest right now. Fred, we have to jump ahead in your life, and we have to go to 2015, right? Because this is a very important year in the book, Extra Innings, Fred Clair's journey to the City of Hope and finding a world championship team. And this is where the City of Hope comes into place. This is where you're diagnosed with skin cancer, and it really begins your battle over the last 4 years.
And thank you for raising that, because it's all, for me, been a point of awareness. Because what happened in 2015, I had a little spot on my lip for many, many days in the sun, as many baseball people do, had what's known, as you probably know, the Mohs procedure, where the doctor removed the spot. Seemed to be very innocent, seemed to be no problem. The Mohs procedure, very easy, very quick. Unfortunately, the doctor didn't get the cancer. Then in 2016, when I began to experience this incredible pain in my face, in my jaw, and after many MRIs and exams, it was determined that the spot on my lip, not having been treated properly, that had tumor had moved up into my jawbone. So in July of, not in July, in the fall of 2016, underwent an operation where they removed the cancer by surgery from my jawbone, hollowed out my jawbone, and then I went through 33 radiations, 7 chemos. Looked like I was coming back strong in 2017. Lo and behold, the cancer went to my neck. And I raise all this simply from the point of cancer awareness and the with the wonderful work of the City Hope, because at that time, then, they placed me on immunotherapy. And it was immunotherapy, really, that has me here today, that saved my life. But the last chapter of all of this with City Hope, now, maybe not the last chapter, but the most recent significant chapter, is that in July of last year, because of all the cancer treatment, because of the radiation, because of all the other treatment, and because of my jawbone being hollowed out, my jawbone was had been destroyed. And so July 31 last year, they had the surgery that they had really suggested the first time this happened. But I didn't feel right to me. Three doctors in an 8-hour surgery took the fibula bone from my left leg and replaced my jawbone. So that was major surgery, but I feel very blessed today. And the reason that I want to call attention to the great work of City of Hope is because of the work that they do. The work that they do, not certainly just for Fred, but for so many patients, and all that they do to help patients. And this is a very trying time for cancer patients, Jordan, as you can imagine, where family and guests can't even come to give their support because of all the precautions. But the City of Hope sets an example for a tremendous medical staff. And what could be more important to us today, to us as a country, but to salute the true heroes of our life journey, of all of our life journeys, than to salute the doctors and nurses and staff at the incredible medical facilities throughout the country, throughout the world. And so I'm just pleased that the publisher and City of Hope worked out an arrangement to make this book a possibility. So for all who want to learn about a great medical center and have stories of baseball, not just my story, the stories of other people involved in the game, they can find that in Extra Innings by Tim Madigan on Amazon, with pre-order sales now and funding to a place that certainly is dear to the hearts of me and my family and my wife, Cheryl, the City of Hope.
City of Hope. And again, the book, it's called Extra Innings. You can pre-order that right now at Amazon. Fred Clare, I have totally enjoyed the conversation. I thank you so much for hanging with us for as long as you did. It was thoroughly enjoyable.
Jordan, you have a great background in the game, and I respect the knowledge that you showed in your questions, and want to wish say to you and your audience and to all the listeners, stay safe. We will get through this. We are much better than this. We will be better than this, and the best to all.
Again, that's Fred Clare, former general manager of the Los Angeles Dodgers. What a show. A full-hour conversation with Fred Clare. Definitely appreciative of his time. It's not every day you get a former general manager on Drive Time Sports, and you can dissect certain teams that were built, certain deals that went down. I thoroughly enjoyed the conversation. And again, do not forget about the book, Extra Innings, Fred Clare's Journey to City of Hope and Finding a World Championship Team. Pre-order sales are available right now, and all the net proceeds will go to City of Hope. With that being said, we are out of time. We'll be back to do it again tomorrow. It's Drive Time Sports from the Auto Farm Studios. Be safe. I am out.